The Lord says a storm is coming. It's a storm of wickedness, and it's a storm of evil that has been allowed to fester because of the unrighteousness and filth in my church. It has been festering for decades as my church has refused to hear my voice, as my church has refused to follow my ways. The wickedness and the evil that is coming is a direct responsibility of my church. It grieves my heart to say that, my people. It grieves my heart. But I know that you are in a place where you can hear this. You are in a place where you can receive this. And when I say you are in a place, I am talking about a place spiritually. The storm is coming. The storm is coming. I'm warning you that the storm is coming, not to cause you to fear, not to cause you to be anxious. I'm letting you know the storm is coming because I don't want you to be caught off guard. Now is the time to prepare yourself for that storm. Now is the time that if you've never made the decision before, now is the time to spend more and more time with you so that I can prepare you for that storm. It's coming. It's coming. And my church is responsible for it. But there are men and women in my church who are walking that narrow path. There are men and women in my church who are holding on to my hand. There are men and women in my church who will be prepared to deal with the oncoming storm. Evil, wickedness, it existed in my son's day. He dealt with it. You are my sons and my daughters. You will deal with it. But tonight, know that the storm is coming. And know that when the storm comes, some of my people are going to be wrapped up in it and caught away. And I say this tonight, they will not be with me in eternity. You have to be prepared. You have to be prepared to fight for them, to claw for them, so that they will not be drawn away by the storm of wickedness and evil that is coming. It is my heart's desire. It is my heart's desire that you stand and you stand with your, stand boldly for me. Don't compromise, because that is what has led to the evil and the wickedness. Compromise has always been the downfall of my people. So it's my heart's desire tonight that you stand on the truth that you know, and you don't compromise on the truth that you know. And you are going to be bold for me. Everyone's not going to like it. People are not going to hear it. But you be bold for me, because the storm is coming. The storm is coming. Gird up your loins. Plant your feet solidly on my word, on my truth. Do not yield one inch of ground to this oncoming storm. It's coming. It's coming. But you, when you take a stand, you will have the opportunity to deter some of the damage the storm can do. That is my heart for you. That is my desire for you, that you will take that stand and that you will be like the watchman on the wall. When the evil comes, when the storm comes, you will sound the alarm to my people. The storm is coming. Wickedness, evil is coming. My church opened that door. My church opened that door. The storm is coming. But I have a people, I have a children who I know will be prepared to deal with that storm. So I'm calling on you tonight. I am encouraging you tonight. I am pleading with you tonight. Be ready. Be prepared to fight. Be prepared to fight. Because your loved ones will depend on you fighting. Your loved ones will depend on you. The storm is coming. The storm is coming. And it's after your loved ones. The storm is coming. Be prepared to fight. Don't shirk the responsibility. Stand firm. Stand firm. Stand firm. And see my deliverance.